Hare Krishna. Here we are at Bhavanala Kund, the place where Krishna swallowed the forest fire. There was another forest fire on the banks of the Jamuna after Krishna chastised Kaliya, but this is a different forest fire. This is another one. And this is sort of a secluded place, a few hundred yards off the Parikram Marg, and not so far from Krishna Balaram Mandir either. Krishna and the cowherd boys, they would come to these places and they would herd the cows, coming all the way from Chatikar to here, and Ramanreti and Muna, so all over in different places. And once when they were here in the middle of this forest, then cows were grazing, cowherd boys were resting, and one of Kamsa's friends, a demon, came and he started a forest fire here with the idea of devouring Krishna like that. So Krishna told the cowherd boys, all the cowherd boys were in a panic, they were crying, "Krishna, save us, save us." And Krishna told them, "All right, you close your eyes and just trust in me." So they closed their eyes, and Krishna then swallowed the forest fire. And of course, there are many things to be learned from this pastime. First of all, why did the cowherd boys say, "Save us, save us"? Are they really worried for themselves? Not really. But the cowherd boys knew that if they just told Krishna to save himself, then he would not necessarily be inclined to do that. But Krishna knew that if the cowherd boys were in danger, then he would automatically save them. So they said, "Save us," which really meant that save us so that you'll be saved. Because the cowherd boy's concern is not for themselves. The cowherd boy's concern is for Krishna. But they express it like this because they know that then Krishna will be more likely and quicker to act. And of course Krishna did. And then he swallowed the fire. But why did he tell them to close their eyes? Well, one reason was because when Krishna ate dirt in Gokula, he got very severely chastised by Mother Yashoda. So he thought, now if I'm eating fire and the cowherd boys tell Mother Yashoda that, then I'm really going to be in trouble. So no, he wouldn't. He didn't want to do this in front of them, so asked them to close their eyes. The other, Krishna is also thinking, well, what will happen if the cowherd boys see me? They love me so much that they're going to be in anxiety about my welfare. Someone just told me to take my glasses off because the monkey's coming. So he's worried, oh, what will happen if I swallow this fire and the cowherd boys see me drinking fire? They're going to become so upset that, who knows, they may just faint or they may just die. So Krishna therefore told them, now close your eyes. And we can consider this. You're in the middle of a forest fire and someone tells you, close your eyes and don't do anything. It requires real deep faith. And this is the type of faith that we need to cultivate. It may not happen overnight, but gradually we need to develop our faith. And of course, meeting the challenges that Krishna gives us means that we have to develop our faith bit by bit, and we develop our faith until we have such implicit faith in Krishna. What is the forest fire? Samsara dhavana alavida loka. Krishna says this forest fire, or we sing every morning, that the forest fire is this material world. But more specifically, Krishna then says, kama esha krodha esha mahasona mahapapma vidyena mihabairinam. That this kama, this lust, this is the great forest fire. And essentially, material world means the forest fire of lust. Lust means the desire to be independent. Lust means wanting to enjoy Krishna's energy. Lust means wanting to enjoy other living entities. This is my child. This is my girlfriend. This is my husband. Nothing's mine. Mine means I'm enjoying. So to give up that sense of enjoyment. And of course, on the way over here, we're just me and Shambi Hari here. On our way over here, we walked in by mistake to a Mayavadi ashram, and there were a whole bunch of people sitting around chanting, Soham, Soham. It was the kirtan, it was very interesting. But perhaps by austerities and penances and mantras, you can balance the effects of lust temporarily, but aruya krichena paramparam tata. But ultimately you have to fall down. It won't last for long. So, cheta darpana marjanam, purification of the heart, that's the only thing that really works. So if we want to become free from this lust of material existence, yes, we need to take full shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. We need to have full faith, and by chanting Hare Krishna, know that this blazing fire that's consuming us, isn't it? That lust you can feel, it like burns. So Krishna says it like burns. It's a burning, like a fire burns you. Similarly, this lust burns. It burns our heart, it burns our body, it burns our mind. And it burns to ashes the results of our devotional activities. So a real determination, and if we hear these pastimes of the Lord and chant Hare Krishna with faith, and that's what we're going to do here now, chant Hare Krishna and pray to the Lord, pray to this beautiful banyan tree that we're sitting under, and to the kund before us, and to the dust of Vrindavan. Then our faith will grow, will become, and Krishna will free us from this lust. And when we're free from that lust, then as Srila Prabhupada says, then 95% you're already in the spiritual world, because spiritual life then becomes very, very easy. So somehow or another, to overcome this great enemy of the forest fire of material lust, which is devouring us. Hare Krishna.